Before we get into today's Reddit stories, I first of all need to tell you about one of my other favorite Reddit podcasts out there, the OKOP Show. If you guys are looking for even more daily Reddit content, then the OKOP Show with John and Sam is perfect for you. Just search for the letters OKOP wherever you get your pods.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.
What is going on, everyone? Welcome back to my channel. Now, before we get into today's videos, make sure you're subscribed with notifications on. We're now only a few thousand away from 400k, and I'm doing a $400 giveaway when we get there, so you want to make sure you're subscribed. Entitled Mum tells me to turn off my gaming PC because it's making her son jealous. Long story short, I moved into a new place recently with two stories, and it's very nice and modern. The day me and my family got to the new house, we moved all of our furniture in and my gaming PC, then met the neighbors. This is when we met the entitled mum. She also mentioned she had an 8-year-old son, entitled kid. Our house didn't have blinds and we never had a chance to install them. My bedroom just happens to face the entitled kid's room next door, which has no blinds. I set my gaming PC up on my desk, which faced towards the entitled kid's window. The second day of living in the house, the entitled mum knocks on our front door. She then says to my mum, "Can I speak to your son?" When I get to the door, the entitled mum is there and gives me a dirty look. "Can you turn your computer off? It's making my son jealous. Also, he was watching you play your games on your computer at 11 p.m. last night." "I'm really sorry, we have ordered blinds online to install, but it's gonna take time." "But it's making him jealous in the day, knock it off." "Why are you being so rude? It's my room and my computer." "Oh, don't you play the victim. You're disturbing my family. I make barely any noise and I have headphones." "What? It's your son who was watching me from his window and yelling last night. I'll have the police know about your trespassing light into our property." "Wait, what?" "Go ahead." I slammed the door. She didn't come back. "Trespassing light? Are you joking? I've never heard anything like that before. That's got to be an upvote from me. What? Sorry. How can light be just so stupid, man? Imagine just moving into your new neighborhood. Oh, you've got this lovely, nice, modern flat. Then you meet your neighbors. Oh God, I regret everything I've done. "Hey, you know, I don't think it's that bad that that kid was jealous of your gaming PC. I mean, my gaming PC is about 5-6 years old. I need a new one. I'm a little bit jealous." But his mum then saying that the light is trespassing? What is that? With that crazy story out of the way, let's move on to our second one. My son wants to go in your electronic wheelchair. Get out so he can have a go. Oh God, it gets better and better. I've been browsing this sub for a while and never thought I would post on here. Oh, how I was wrong. Backstory, I'm a 29-year-old female and have been confined to a wheelchair since I was 17. I'm a quadriplegic and can use a manual wheelchair at home, but use a power wheelchair in public for practical reasons. I've mostly full use of my upper body and partial use of my lower body. I've been mistaken for a paraplegic a few times. This happened about a month ago, before the poop hit the fan with COVID-19 in my town. I was downtown shopping for supplies for my inevitable self-isolation when I heard a deafening squeal of a child, about 12 years old. Of course, it was an entitled kid.
"Oh, that's a cool scooter. How fast does it go?"
"Yeah, thanks, little man. Yeah, it goes pretty fast."
"Can I have a go?"
At this point, I think that he means to sit on my lap and I drive him around, which in any other scenario, I would have been happy to do. But you know, COVID-19 and all. "Sorry, dude, but not today." The kid says, "Oh, okay," and stomps away, and I thought that was the end of it. But you know, I wouldn't be here if it was. A few minutes later, I hear the ground start to tremble as the Megatron Karen approaches. Oh boy, I thought, this is gonna be fun.
"Excuse me, what did you say to my son?"
I'm a bit confused here. He wanted a ride in my wheelchair, I said no. What did you just say to me? You need to respect your elders and not talk down to my poor little angel. You don't even need that wheelchair. I know your legs work. Oh my God. You're just faking it to get attention. Now let my son have a ride. What am I reading? She wouldn't have been much older than 35, so obviously not my elder. But even if my nan spoke to me like that, I wouldn't reply kindly. Yeah, fair point. So at this point, all of my patience has officially gone. My wheelchair costs more than your car, and you want me to miraculously heal out of my chair so your dirty crotch goblin can take a joyride? Okay. Also, the crotch goblin was smirking at me the entire time. Well, of course he was. Now, here's where the story gets graphic. I have hypermobility, which makes my joints extremely flexible and dislocation easy and relatively painless. I also have titanium screws inside my neck that creak loudly when I move a certain way. Bring on the Frankenstein, wow. I leaned forward, pushed down with my right arm, dislocating my shoulder blade with a loud pop as I twisted my neck to make it creak. Then pushed down with my left hand to contort my arm and hand in an unnatural position. Just why? This all happened in a few seconds, but it was enough to make Karen, red-faced and horrified, scream out, "Stop! It's okay! Kid, let's go!" And they hurried out of the store. Okay, now I get why you did that. I could hear laughter coming from behind me as a friend who works there walked up to me and said, "That was mean." He knew me well and had seen me pull that trick before. Needless to say, I never had an issue like that again. It's a small town and news travels fast. Don't mess with the girl in the wheelchair. Wow, fair play, OP. I reckon you took that so much better than 99% of the population would have done in your situation. Wow. You handled this like an absolute pro, which makes me a little bit sad, to be honest, because it suggests that you get this situation happening to you more often than not. I feel like the majority of people do have a lot of respect for disabled people and understand their troubles. I just don't understand why there's this small minority that just don't get it. How old is this kid again? I'm gonna say, yeah, 12 years old. Fair play. He probably doesn't really know what a disabled person is at that age or understand that the full disability that you probably have. For that reason, I reckon it's okay that he asked to have a go. He probably just doesn't understand how serious your condition is. But then when the mother backs him up, yeah, that's just so wrong. With that story done, let's move on to our third and final one for this video. Entitled Mum says my 7-year-old isn't allowed to mourn her grandfather anymore. Ruined 7th birthday. My dad died on the winter solstice 2016. We're pagan and celebrate Yule instead of Christmas. It was a very sudden heart attack in his sleep, though I'm not convinced he didn't purposefully overdose and cause it himself. My oldest was 6 at the time, and my dad was her best friend. It hit us all very hard, and I was struggling to help my daughter through her first real loss while mourning myself. My mum decided to self-medicate with crack and whiskey, ironically what my father used to overdose. She kept making promises to my daughter about spending time together. Being 6, she was suddenly terrified that she would lose my mum too, and then bailing last minute. Always to go to a party or hang out at the bar. She said this was her grieving. I said it was her spiraling, but she refused to seek help. Mental stability was not a priority in that household ever. Here's where the entitlement comes into play. Less than 2 months after his death, my mum starts dating a new man. By February, she told my 6-year-old that grandma had a new man friend. She didn't tell me. I got to hear about it through my 6-year-old's tears. She felt like grandma was replacing Pop Pop. Even if that isn't the case, the relationship was new and the kid was still grieving. She didn't need to know about grandma's new relationship yet, but my mum disagreed. She said she has the right to tell her granddaughter whatever she wanted. I mean, yeah, fair enough, but not before you. We got into heated arguments after argument about boundaries and my daughter's right to mourn. My mother said, "You need to support me on this." I informed her, like she did when I came out of the closet, that no, I don't have to support you, but I do have to accept you. She accused me of demanding she break up with her boyfriend because a child threw a tantrum. I told her she was welcome to live her life, but she didn't need to involve my daughter in every aspect of it. A few months went by of my mother constantly trying to force her new boyfriend into my daughter's life. She would ask to take my daughter somewhere to spend time together. I would ask if her boyfriend would be joining them. I had to turn her down several times after asking my daughter if she was comfortable enough to get to know him. She was not. Each time, my mother would scream at me about ruining her life and impeding on her grief. She was in mourning. How could I treat her this way? I love that little face on the end as well.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
My daughter's 7th birthday rolls around and we get ready for a family party held in our backyard. I specifically told my mum that she was invited, but her boyfriend was not. This is a 7-year-old's party, the birthday girl made the guest list, and it is no place for drama. Well, guess what she does? Not only does my mother bring her new boyfriend, oh no, it turns out the poor guy had just had a stroke or something and needed assistance walking. He temporarily needed a walker and the party was through the grass of the backyard. My mother left her date to fend for himself at the side of the road and strode into the party area with a look of absolute triumph that didn't make sense at first. Then I saw him come around the corner, a man I didn't recognize and could only be one person. On either side of him were my in-laws holding his arms to help him along the grass. They didn't know him either, but they saw him struggling in the front yard and decided to help him make it to the backyard. The moment my daughter saw him, she started to sob. Seeing just my mum without my dad was hard on her enough at the moment, but seeing another man in the place where Pop Pop is supposed to be, it broke her. She ran inside to her room, and before I could get someone to cover the grill for me, my mum chased after her. I found them in her room, my daughter trying to pull away from my mum, and my mum hugging her tight and muttering in her ear. Something inside me just snapped. I knew that position well. She was being told she is a selfish child for having emotions. I jerked my mum away from my child and pulled her into the other room where the yelling began. My mum said, "She needs to learn to get over this." She's 7, mother. This is hard for her. "You're being so mean to me. I just lost my husband. And she just lost her grandfather. We're all hurting, mum. I told you he wasn't welcome. She wasn't ready to see him." "Well, he's already here, so there's nothing she can do but get over it."
"You need to leave."
"But you can't kick me out."
"This is my house. Now leave." She didn't go quietly. Everyone at that party knew she was
thrown out by my own daughter. I'm just here to celebrate with my grandchild.
When she was finally gone, I hugged my still sobbing 7-year-old and asked her what grandma said exactly.
"She said I can't be sad anymore because he was just my grandpa, but he was her husband. So I can't be sadder than grandma."
My stomach churned and I was suddenly very sorry I didn't pop my mother across the face before she left. Oh my goodness, what a contrast to the first two stories. This one was just sad. I'm kind of sorry I brought it to you guys, but this is what this entitled parent subreddit is all about, I guess. Look, I get it. You've moved on faster than both your daughter and her daughter. Fine. But that doesn't mean you ruin your daughter and your granddaughter's lives. Let them mourn for their grandfather, their father. What? That's the first point. And then to ruin their birthday, a 7-year-old's birthday as well? That's just literally the devil's work right there. OP does actually say afterwards they did go into no contact with the grandmother for a year after that. Yeah, that's what you got to do in this situation. What a horrible person. I just feel so bad for the granddaughter, you know? 7 years old and told you're not allowed to mourn for your grandfather because I was his wife. Who cares? Doesn't change anything. Let her mourn. Anyway, guys, that is going to do it for this episode of Entitled Parents. I really hope you guys have enjoyed it. I know that last story was a little bit of a downer, but still entertaining nonetheless. As I said in the introduction, make sure you are subscribed. We're now, 8,000 subscribers away from the big 400k, so let's get there as quickly as possible. I know we can do it. With that all being said, I will see you guys tomorrow for a brand new video up on my channel.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.